Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for our Community Connection, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Ecamp Funeral Home. And tonight, today, boy, it's so dark outside. I just said tonight, didn't I?
Yes. Well, today it feels like it already, Tom.
It does. We have Lisa Carey and, of course, Katie Zahn in here from Bartlesville Regional United Way. Ladies, first of all, welcome this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Now, I understand change. For change, we talked a little bit about it last week. How are we doing?
Well, we were that afternoon. We decided we needed to distribute those change for a change jars because we heard some rain was coming and freezing rain. So, Katie can let you know about where we actually took those buckets, but we are excited again for this opportunity to have people, if they have change in their pocket when they buy something or dollar bills, just donate it. All the proceeds to go to the Bartlesville Regional United Way's 2020 campaign.
Sweet. Where can we find the buckets?
So right now, we currently have them at about 14 different locations downtown. So that includes Cooper and Mill Brewery, Moxie on 2nd, Bartlesville Print Shop, Platinum Cigar Bar, Bambino's, The Local Juice Company, Tate Boys Tires, The Eatery by Three Kids and a Cake, The Candy Basket, Wheezy's, Kids Corner, Crossing Second, Sal's Daylight Donuts, and Journey to You Nutrition.
Well, very good. So just about wherever you go in town, you're going to be near one of those buckets. So find your way to it, please.
I did hear there's a friendly competition between the Bartlesville Print Shop and Moxie on 2nd.
Well, yeah, they're right there. They're neighbors.
Last year, Sean was the winner of that competition. He was able to get more change than Christy at Moxie. But we're just so grateful for those companies that believe in United Way and believe in our community and allow us to do this way of fundraising in this really weird campaign year.
Now, we've got a lot of holiday business coming up. We've got Halloween, of course, this weekend, but we've got Thanksgiving and Christmas, and people are in the spirit for something positive. Oh boy, are they in the mood for something positive. So I understand that we're doing something with the holiday wreaths.
Yes. So this year we've decided to participate in that. I think that's always like a really fun Bartlesville fundraiser that the Kiwanis group puts on. It's something that a lot of nonprofits look forward to because it's a great way they can be creative, they can sell a wreath, and they get all of the profits. So it's something really cool that the Kiwanis Club does. And we decided to participate this year. So we're really excited about our wreath. I can't really say what we did for it. I don't want to, spill the beans until the November Bee Monthly magazine comes out because they're putting all the wreaths in it. But it's really cool. We really kind of put our brains together and we did some recycling. So that should kind of give you a little hint.
Well, if it sings Motown, it could be Aretha Franklin.
I love it. Oh.
Look at you. So we're excited to do that. We are turning it over to the Hilton on November 1st. Mm-hmm. So all of the wreaths will be on display. You can come check ours out. We're also going to be putting it on our social media then. Mm-hmm. But we, have to tally for some votes here. But they are doing a community-wide vote. And whoever wins gets to get a prize for People's Choice. And, of course, we would love to win that. So it's a really easy way that you can vote. You just go to BartlesvilleKiwanis.org on November 1st or after. It goes until November 15, and you can vote for us.
So you have a half a month to get this done, yes. So you really don't have an excuse, folks.
Right, and they will be on display through November 15th at the Hilton. So if you're kind of like me and you need to see them in person before you vote or before you put a bid on them, then you can go and do that really easily.
Well, cool. This is great. And I like it when the clubs and the resources kind of get together and just have a little fun for the betterment of all of us.
Yes.
Now, speaking of that, we had a collaboration.
Yes.
And wow, this coat fundraiser that we kind of touched on last time you were here was a home run. The ladies came in yesterday and told us that, hey, we're going to do this again.
Yes.
It was fantastic. I mean, what a great opportunity for Bartlesville to help those people in need. And we really needed those. They needed those coats this week.
400.
Yes. So, I mean, so grateful for Mary Martha Outreach and Salvation Army, how they've collaborated to meet a need in our community. They initially thought 200 coats was going to be, no. They got 400 requests, and I'm sure they talked about it, but they're brand new coats. It's remarkable what they were able to do when they lived united and collaborated in that event.
And both of them told me that they got the idea after being at a United Way meeting, and they say, hey, you know, there's a meet that's on net. What do you say we get together and try to do something? And that's what happened. They lived united, and now we've got some folks who are kind of, you know, hard up, who are the beneficiaries. And that's what, you know, being in a community is all about, taking care of each other.
Absolutely. And, you know, what they decided was that they needed to do it earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those coats would get donated for the Salvation Army Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And by the time they got them, they had already been exposed to some really cold weather. Mm. So that's why they decided to do it in October. Great idea. They're fantastic leaders in our community. Mm-hmm. Very grateful for their commitment to make Bartlesville the best community it can be.
And I understand that Mary Martha is now engaging with a shirt fundraiser. How are we doing on that?
Yeah, so they decided that they wanted to kind of help us raise some funds for our annual campaign. They knew that it was going to be a little bit difficult for us this year without having our golf tournament. Mm-hmm. So they said, let's make some cool t-shirts. Let's sell them.
Ah.
So they came up with a design, and it says, Love Changing Bartlesville Lives. And it's a great way to kind of show that, hey, I'm part of this movement to make our community a better place. So they have a short sleeve and they have a long sleeve. You can buy it through their website. They also have it on their social media. It's a really awesome way to kind of make a donation, and you get something in return that shows I support our community.
Wow, that is amazing. That is really cool. I like that. So all you have to do is get a hold of them, and
yes. The
rest is magic, huh?
Yeah, I've already ordered my long sleeve t-shirt. It is, I mean, I told someone I have so many t-shirts, it's crazy. But this one is long. I mean, I went with the long sleeve because a lot of t-shirts are short sleeve, and Misty is so excited about selling those. And we're extremely grateful for their thinking outside the box to help us with our 2020 campaign.
It's also a great way to kind of get a head start on your holiday shopping.
That's a good point.
You know, you could buy some stocking stuffers with these t-shirts. You could buy white elephant gifts. You know, I think that'd be a good idea for that.
You can get a lot done in a little bit of time.
Absolutely.
Now, I understand that, you know, contacting you is not a hard thing to do, because you're out there. You're just out there.
Yeah, yeah. When they see the Live United shirts, the gang, we were so amazed by how gracious people were when we were dropping off those Change for a Change jars. And it was just a wonderful opportunity. We like to be out in the community and helping people. And I believe that our team is working as hard as we can do to help reach that 2020 campaign.
My goodness sakes. So everywhere, huh?
Yes. So like I said, we are going social media heavy this year, but we are trying to be as accessible as possible because we do know, you know, 2020 is a weird year. So we have got our Facebook pages. We've got Bartlesville Regional United Way and our Instagram page, which is at Bartlesville UW. So if you want to give us a like and a follow, then you will see all of our news as well as our partner agency news too. We've been trying to really share a lot of what they're doing so then it gets farther out into the community. You can also get a hold of us by calling our office at 918-336-1044, or you can just stop by. It's 415 East Silas Street in downtown Bartlesville, and you can visit our website at bartlesvilleuw.org.
And don't forget, we got the Change for Change. What are those locations?
We've got them at Cooper and Mill Brewery, Moxie on 2nd, Bartlesville Print Shop, Platinum Cigar Bar, Bambino's, The Local Juice Company, Tate Boys Tires, The Eatery by Three Kids and a Cake, The Candy Basket, Wheezy's, Kids Corner, Crossing 2nd, Sal's Daylight Donuts, and Journey to You Nutrition.
You get extra credit. We
do it, right? Yes. I would like to say one last thing is our retirees. We continue to get those donations from our retirees. I just wanted to say thank you if you're listening. We appreciate your support. If you haven't made a decision yet on donating this year, I would just ask for your consideration because we need every dollar that we can get to meet our campaign goals so we can help those programs that we support in our community. So thank you to those retirees. And as I mentioned, if you worked for Phillips 66 or ConocoPhillips, they match your donation, which is a huge, huge benefit of giving. I'm just so grateful for those companies. But thank you to those retirees that have stepped up and donated.
And thank you, everyone. And thank you, United Way. Appreciate it.
We appreciate the Bartlesville Radio and what you do for our community.
Looking forward to seeing you next time.
We'll see you soon.
Okay, you are listening to K1.